Today's video is about the top 10 reasons to stay hydrated. Today's video is about the top 10 reasons to stay hydrated. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Thirsty Thursdays. This past week, the temperatures have been around 41 degrees Celsius. That means it's well into the hundreds in the Fahrenheit, around 105 Fahrenheit. And so in these extreme temperatures, it's really important to stay hydrated. The most important thing you can be drinking is water. So let's talk about what happens to your body, how happy your body gets when it is hydrated, and how well it works when it's hydrated. When you are hydrated with water, your joints are more fluid and mobile. So if you have arthritis, be drinking lots of water. Your muscles are more able to integrate and have proper timing, so your muscles are going to fire more quickly and work properly. Chronic pain is going to decrease. Your lymphatic system, which is a major part of your immune system, is going to be enhanced. Your liver function is going to increase. And since your liver is such an important part of your detoxification, your overall detoxification is going to improve as well. Your large intestine, that's your colon, can improve its function as well because it will be able to more efficiently eliminate waste from your body. You will avoid headaches, fatigue, bloating, sugar cravings, and binge eating if you are well hydrated. So oftentimes, if you're feeling hungry, have a glass of water. It's often just your body signaling that you're dehydrated. Your skin will look way better. Not only will you have less wrinkles, because often dehydration is just your skin is dehydrated, and so it makes your skin look more wrinkled. You will also have less acne. And so this will slow the signs of aging. You'll look younger. Hydration allows your cells to absorb nutrients and eliminate waste more efficiently. And finally, your nerves will be able to easily transmit and receive information more easily. So for proper hydration, and I'll put this all in the show notes so that you can go back and look at it, you are supposed to drink half your body weight in pounds, so weigh yourself in pounds, in ounces each day. So that means a woman who is 140 pounds should be drinking 70 ounces of water a day. That's almost 9 glasses of water a day. Okay? So for a man, that's going to be, you know, the average of 8 glasses of water is just probably not enough for most people. Now, on top of this, this doesn't take into account dehydration from extreme heat like we're having right now, exercise, or medications. A lot of medications leave people dehydrated, and there's no shame in this. A lot of people are on medication, myself included. I'm on medications for my migraines, and the medication that I take to help prevent migraines daily, they are majorly detoxifying. They are toxic, but they leave me dehydrated. So I have to make sure to drink lots and lots of water. So I start every day when I wake up in the morning with a liter of water at 6 a.m. So on an empty stomach, because you've just gone 8 hours, hopefully, of sleep with no water. So you are dehydrated. And I make sure I've consumed at least a liter of water before I have my first juice of the morning. And that's usually around 8 a.m. So over a 2-hour time span, I've consumed a liter of water. And then I have my breakfast around 9 a.m. So you can see how that kind of progresses. Now, I drink water straight, but also I have some fun things that I like to add to my water too. I love to add ginger to my water. There are some major benefits to ginger. One of the things I'll run through my juicer first thing in the day is some ginger. Juice up some ginger, and then I can add it to my bottles of water. And I learned the hard way, do this first before your husband comes through and helpfully throws out your glass of water with ginger in it. Add it to your water bottles so that you've got it in your water bottles for the whole day. Ginger is great for your gastrointestinal system, for nausea, for digestion. It's anti-inflammatory and it boosts your immune system. So I just can't say enough great things about ginger. Now, there's something else that I've been trying lately, and keep in mind that I'm not a medical doctor, I'm not a naturopathic doctor, and so I would encourage you to check these things out with your own medical practitioners. But I recently found this aloe. It's aloe stomach, herbal stomach formula, and I've been adding this to my water too. So I will take 1 to 2 tablespoons to help me deal with the digestive issues and nausea that go along with migraines. So aloe is said to improve the absorption of food, support a healthy immune system, and reduce toxic nitrate levels in your body. This formula also includes, so it has a bunch of other things in it as well. So it includes peppermint leaf, chamomile leaf, ginger root, slippery elm bark, and fennel seed. So peppermint leaf enhances digestion by balancing stomach acidity and promoting regular elimination. Chamomile leaf is useful for supporting healthy appetite. It's also great just for calming and relaxing. It's good for your stomach. Ginger root aids in cleansing digestion and nausea. Slippery elm bark soothes the mucous membranes of your stomach, bowels, and urinary tract. And finally, fennel seed is helpful for stomach acid balancing and aiding in digestion discomfort. So let's go ahead and I'll show you how I get my waters ready for the day. And keep in mind, I do drink straight water too, but you know, this is Thirsty Thursday, so we have to make it kind of fun too, right? So cut up some ginger and you can run it through your juicer. Oh, yeah, we're keeping it real today. We got our green bins in the background. We got our laundry on the clothesline. Okay, so there's some ginger. And that's loads. You don't need a lot because it's very strong. And I might just throw that in my water bottle. And it adds a nice flavor. And it's just going to give me all those health benefits of ginger. So that's that water for the day. Oh yeah, I wanted to show you. Oh, I forgot the measuring cup. Oh, this is great. This this is 4 cups, which also happens to be a liter. So let's look at how much that is. That's how much a liter of water is. That's how much I'm going to drink first thing in the morning. See if even that all fits in this mason jar. It's not going to. I think that's about 3 cups. So I'll add about a tablespoon of the aloe to that. 1 to 2 tablespoons. Oops. This does hold a liter. There you go. And then I'm going to put that lid on. Shake it all up. And this has a nice pepperminty taste. Aloe does have a bit of a taste, but you get used to it. And that is really nice to start your day, just to get your digestive system feeling good, to start your day before you put anything in it. So this is best to take in on an empty stomach. I did buy it originally for Smoothie Saturdays, but it is best for on an empty stomach, so I think it's better like this. So leave your comments below. Let me know how you enhance your water. How much water are you getting? Are you getting enough? Are you hydrated? Did you learn anything today? And I look forward to your comments.
Finding a great yoga class is becoming more costly and difficult. Now there's a better way to self-improvement in the privacy of your own home. Visit Dr. Melissa West at melissawest.com and start getting free weekly online videos. Real yoga for real people.